Xavier Jones and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
That's the latest from the weekend. It's called In Your Eyes on Hit 92.9 as the sun starts to come up over Perth. Good morning. It's 25 minutes after 6. You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete. Inside the next 10 minutes, your next chance to have a crack at the Bush Chook throne. But there are...
it's hot today, Pete.
Is it?
No, it's a hot one today.
Did we get close yesterday?
Nah. No, undersold it.
Okay. let's get stuck into this.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The finger thing means to taxes.
Please welcome our tax expert, Ross Forrester.
Ross Forrester joins us this morning. There are a raft of updates that are consistently coming out as COVID-19 spreads throughout the community and the government tries to stem the bleeding, economically speaking. But Ross, the latest for people staying at home. Good morning.
G'day, guys. The government, yesterday they've come out and they've increased the tax deductions for people working from home. So you can now claim 80 cents an hour for everyone who's having to work from home.
Okay. Now, is that only for the amount of time that they'll be working at home? Like, when can they cap that off?
Yeah, so it only starts from the 1st of March. But in terms of, it's 80 cents for every hour that you're working from home.
Oh,
so if
right,
you're
okay.
10 hours. Yep, 10 hours a day, you get $8 a day as a tax deduction.
Hey, Ross, what if my wife is also working at home? Does she get the same lick of the ice cream?
Yeah, everyone in the family who's working from home gets a tax deduction for 80 cents an hour, and that covers your heating, your lighting, electricity, but it also covers your office furniture and your laptop and any bits and bobs that you need to work from home. So you don't need to worry about keeping all those receipts because 80 cents an hour covers a lot.
Okay. I was going to say, well, I'm set up at my dining table right now. Can I claim anything on that?
Yeah, that's your desk.
I mean, because I haven't gone out to buy in. I've had to just turn my dining room into a studio. What can I do that? So as far as wear and tear.
So previously you needed to actually have a separate office, but now they're sort of acknowledging because everyone's working at home, there are people mm-hmm. working on the dining room table. So you'll get your 80 cents an hour, even if you're working in the dining room table and you haven't needed to buy a new table, you're mm-hmm. just using the same old table, the 80 cents yep. an hour covers everything.
Ross, one of the things that I'm sort of looking at and following as the government pumps billions of dollars into the community for economic stimulus is if this continues to go on for what they're predicting, which is another 6 months, like how do we dig our way out of that off the back of this?
Yeah, so I guess that's one for the economists, but I think there's going to be a lot of debt flowing around, and that's going to be future tax payments in many years to come.
Mm. Our kids will still be paying it off. But hey, Ross, yeah. quick one around the access to your super. Are some super companies or whatever business starting to tighten up their ranks a little bit so people can't access their super regardless of what the government's saying?
Yeah, I think some of the super funds, they don't have the cash to pay yeah. you know, everyone out, the money is actually invested. So on a fund by fund basis, it's sort of an individual question on how they're going to do it. But I think there's going to have to be a lot of changes for those super funds because yeah. they bought a bridge, for example, and it's not that easy to sell a bridge.
Yeah, of course. Now, unless you're looking to buy a bridge.
Yeah, of course. I've got $13 here. So.
Yeah. Well, I've got six I can add.
We're speaking with our
got about $2.
We're speaking with our tax expert Ross Forrester at the moment. He's just taking us through the latest raft of government changes in regards to actually making that claim 80 cents for every hour at home. Is it a matter of something to take up with your tax person, or is it something that the government will just automatically do?
So you're going to need to have some record of how many hours you worked from home. So if your employment contract says, you've got to work 40 hours, if you've got a diary that you keep and you mm-hmm. can show that your timesheets, that you're working 50 hours, mm-hmm. it's not something you have to prove. So if you just have that, 10 hours a day by 5 days a week times you 3 months that you're working from home, the government will accept that. You don't need to prove it anymore.
Okay.
And if you're doing your tax return online, that'll be fine.
Ross, is there anything else that we should be doing? Like for those that are working at home, is there anything else we should be keeping an eye on?
So I guess
when it comes to tax time, we've got all of our information.
Yeah, so the only other thing, I guess, is that for a lot of people, you know, they're actually buying a lot of stuff. So if you're a journalist, you might find that you're buying a high-quality camera and a high-quality speaker. You're buying a really powerful computer. So you can also claim 52 cents an hour and then claim your work-related portion for depreciating all these capital items that you're buying to get yourself set up. Mm. And that, for a lot of people, could actually be worth more than the 80 cents an hour. So you've got a bit of choice there.
Okay, all right, well.
If you want to do that, you need the receipt, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Just remember, you need to fork out that money in the first place.
You've actually got to buy something.
I totally get that, but I need that upgrade.
Jules puts in
her tax. Might as well do it now.
Jules has got a $50,000 tax return coming because she's putting what she wants.
now, that swimming pool. If you're thinking there, think to yourself, oh my goodness, there's so much information here. Where do I even begin? I suppose the simple answer to that, Ross, is get in touch with your local tax expert or your tax man, and they'll be able to navigate you through it all.
Yep, the ATO website, ato.gov.au, is also really good. So, but reach out to your tax guys or go to the ATO website.
Rock and roll, mate. Thank you, Ross Forrester, a tax expert. Appreciate your time this morning. All the best to you.
Thanks.
We'll come back with how hot is Perth inside the next 10 minutes.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.